situation. So it's always nice to have stories like this told so that women who may be in the same situation can hear that there is a way out and there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, I want people to know that. My mom, when she came from the generation where her favorite expression, she would say, and I'm sure you recognize them, she said, "You make your bed and you lie in it." Mm-hmm. And she said, "I can't leave a sick man," because he was an alcoholic. And she said, "Don't rock the boat, don't keep the peace. You have to keep the peace." So these are the things that I grew up with and that was kind of drummed into my head. But I want, you know, if I'm going to do anything with this interview, I want people to know that there is a way out. There are men out there who are very loving and kind and gentle. They do exist.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on going. Keep plugging along. And when you do hit rock bottom, just don't roll around on the ground and feel sorry for yourself. Just get up, dust yourself off,
yeah.
Keep going. There is light at the end of the tunnel, you said. I remember I tell people the old movie, The Wizard of Oz. You know how the beginning was black and white?
Mm-hmm.
Everything was black and white. And then when she opened up the door of that cabin, everything was in color.
Right.
And that's how I felt my life was. When I got out of that hospital, it was like someone kicked open the door and everything was full of light, full of color. And I just say that to anyone out there, you know, who's going through any kind of a rough situation, that once you make up your mind that you can't do it anymore, get on with it, and it will get so much better after that.
What a great analogy. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, and just so the term feminist gets thrown around a lot, and especially of late, it's been getting a lot of attention in terms of there's some negative connotations associated with it and some positive. And so do you consider yourself to be a feminist, and what does the word mean to you?
Well, I consider myself more of a humanist. I think feminism is very important, and it's come a long way. But in this global aspect of things, there's more slavery going on right now than there was in colonial days. There's child labor, there's sex slaves out there. These are the kinds of things that we have to pull together as human beings and pull up, you know, everyone's standard of life as human beings and focus on that. Although I, come from where the generation that I came from, I have, you know, nothing but respect for the people that have fought to give us what we take for granted sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to vote, getting an education. There's so many things that I have because of people before us.
Right.
Like I said, I don't think of it as a dirty word. Some people do, and it's certainly not. But in the greater scope, I think of myself as a humanist.
Great. And if you could go back in time and speak to the young Cora, what would you tell her? What advice would you give her?
Well, I'd have to go quite a ways back in time, I guess. I'd have to roll back to about 40 years, because growing up in a small town in northern BC, women didn't have a lot of options. There was a lot of pressure to marry young, or you'd think, you know, you felt that you'd be on your shelf. And there was no money either back then. But if I could do over, if I could go back in time, I would find a way to get a student loan and go to college.
Mm-hmm.
The business I worked so hard for with my ex ended up going to him. And if I had my own career, my own degree, nobody could have taken that away from me, right, Natasha?
Right.
And I also would have followed my heart and did what made me happy and not just what made everybody else happy. But it is what it is. I've had some great times in life. I saw some marvelous things. I got my children all out of it. It wasn't all terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I focus now on the simple blessings I have every day and all the joy that's come into my life.
Yeah, and it's all these moments on your journey that make you the beautiful person you are today. And hopefully people hearing this will learn and sort of see that we can come out of things and that there are always good parts of our life. So thank you for sharing that. And just sort of to wrap up the interview, the last question I want to ask you is, what, if you were me, what would you have asked you?
Well, I think, you are a generation younger than me, and people say that each generation has it better. But I think I remember my mom saying once to me that her generation of women seemed to have more personal time than I did. And I look at even the next generation and how they have to juggle, you know, home and family and work, and how tired they get and worn out they get. So I think my advice to the younger generation is that everyone do get a good education and a good job, so they don't have to rely on a man for material things. Choose the way of life that makes you happy without being judged. And most of all, and I think of my little granddaughter, to find balance between your career and your family, and find joy in that balance. Because material things are great, Natasha, but people are ultimately more important than things.
Very true. Well, thank you so much, Cora. I really enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you have a fantastic evening.
I hope you do too, and I hope if anything I can say can help any other woman, and I think you're doing a wonderful work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your wise words. Thank you.